Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of Ground Up Grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today. Verses for Sunday, the 29th of August. The Old Testament reading is from Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 19. Thus says the Lord, if you turn back, I will take you back.
And also from the New Testament comes from John 14, 23. Jesus answered, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them.
So keeping my word and coming back to the Lord, those are two very clear connections between these two verses. How do we keep the word so that we are connected to the living God? That's kind of the question that strikes me.
Well, the word needs to be constant in our lives, of course, and our tendency might be to, like, have it be every now and then, occasionally. Sometimes we hear it on Sunday, and that would be once a week. But most of us need to hear this word daily. I think that's why we're doing this daily podcast. We need to hear this word every day, and I think most people do.
And what about the word is it that is important to us? I know for me, I become somewhat indulgent of the opinions of people and circumstances yes. around me, and I kind of cave in to opinions that seem reasonable or have some kind of wisdom to them. But going back to most of the verses we looked at this past week, they almost all are corrective on the culture in which I live, and they all say, no, the word that stands firm, that endures, that is faithful, does not depend upon the American way. It's about the way, the truth, and the life. And the American way can change pretty easily depending upon which American you talk with. But what never changes is the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is that word that Jesus says is his. And we keep his word. You know, what's the first thing about keeping someone's word? Usually we think about the Lord keeping his word to us.
Well, someone suggested that the keeper is like the goalie in soccer. And so the keeper or the goalie keeps you from getting hit by the balls, and he defends you. He goes out and hurts himself before, so you aren't hurt by the ball. And he deflects the ball. He deflects the arrows.
Yeah, that was an interesting thought for me too. It was mother, good friend of ours actually, and the mother of another good friend of ours, who was a goalie when she was in high school, and she was talking about her daughter who was a keeper and who had to defend the goal from the offense that was attacking. Well, in this context, the devil is diabol, diabolo, that's kicking a ball against you. He kicks balls against you. Well, there's another way of saying he bounces up your past against you. But whatever it is, Satan is attacking you, and Christ is your keeper who's defending you from those attacks. That's what the keeper does. And the outcome is you are protected. And that's what it means to be kept under the care of Jesus. And I like that picture of the soccer goalie being a keeper, because Jesus keeps us from being assaulted by the devil. And how does that work for us? And I know how it works for me. There are certain things in my life when I know I'm under attack and I need to get help. Yesterday, something happened and I was angry at a person in my congregation, and I was called by another friend and I said, you need to do me a favor. And he says, what is it? Well, it's something probably only you can do. I said, well, yeah, good for good old me. He says, what is it? And I said, I need to confess my sin. and you need to forgive me. And that's one of the ways that the Word of God keeps me mm-hmm. from falling into the trap of my arrogance or my feeling of superiority or my feeling of being a victim or whatever it is. So I confessed my sin, he forgave me, and I got free. Now I can talk to this person I know in the church without the hostility that might have otherwise controlled me. Now that gets to both these texts because I had to turn back to the Lord so that the Lord could help me with my life. And now also I'm kept in a home that Christ and the Father want to have in me that's free from the contamination of my resentment.
Well, Johann, that goes along with the Jeremiah text because Jeremiah needs to repent. And that's what you also are saying. The Word convicted you to repent, to turn around. Because this says, if you turn back, I will take you back.
Yeah.
And I think we're constantly in need of thinking on our lives and realizing repentance and turning around and coming about face to look at some of the things in our life at times is a way that God uses the Word to correct us. We had that the other day too about exhorting and correcting us and helping us. This is the guidance we get in life, and that's what I have seen. Certain verses will pop out at me or come to me when I am in a point of need, like thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That text all of a sudden speaks to me at a point when I'm wondering what my future is going to be or even how to deal with tomorrow. I mean, I'm a planner. I think ahead. I'm always kind of prescribing ideas and things. And then I have to let go of those and say, guide my feet, Lord, guide my path. And that verse guides me to think along those lines. And here, this hymn even today is so important. The last verse talks about when dangers gather round, keep me calm and fearless. Help me to bear the cross when life seems dark and cheerless. Then I think about the welcome home that God is calling me to and inviting me to enter. Welcome home into my word, which will calm your fears, which will give you peace in those storms. And that's the Word of God that does that.
We've had a couple of friends who've gone to their eternal home in the last 2 days. And that's something that we also are aware of, is that every experience of being at home with Jesus in the Word is a preparation for that last welcome into eternity, where the Lord says, welcome, come on in. See all that has been prepared for you. Yes. We're ready to have you join the celebration. And that's where we have that privilege in the short run on earth, but in the long run, in eternity forever. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say a short prayer about this. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the privilege that I have to live one day at a time, for the privilege that I have to live out of your promise and your purpose for me instead of my own. And I thank you, Lord, that as I remember the deaths of my two friends in these last 2 days, that I'm also aware that they have received the inheritance which you promised them, which was the gift of their baptism, which they are now experiencing in all its fullness with you, and the communion of saints in the church triumphant. Help me, Lord, this day to live in your word in such a way that I am excited about what you're going to make possible in my life as you keep me close to you. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Today is the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. The watchword for the week is, let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, from James 1, verse 19. The hymn selected for today is, O God, My Faithful God, by Johann Hermann. Johann Hermann was born in 1585. Now, to get perspective, that's 100 years after Martin Luther, and it's 100 years before J.S. Bach. He was born in Silesia, which is now a part of Poland. He received his theological training because of a vow his mother made when he was born. She had lost several babies, and he was ill, and she said if the Lord saved him, she would put him into the ministry, and that's what she did. He went to his training, and he was a teacher, actually, at the university, and became a deacon and a Lutheran pastor. But his ministry was interrupted several times because of the 30 Years' War, which was going on at this time. But he resumed his ministry when the fighting would die down. His personal faith and trust in God continued to be reflected in his hymn lyrics. And they've said that he is the finest hymn writer in the era between Martin Luther and Paul Gerhardt. And Paul Gerhardt was in the early 1600s he was born. So he was considered a very prolific hymn writer. I'm going to sing two verses of O God, My Faithful God. O God, my faithful God, true fountain ever flowing, without whom nothing is, all perfect gifts bestowing. Give me a healthy frame, and may I have within a conscience free from blame, a soul unstained by sin. Keep me from saying words that later need recalling. Guard me lest idle speech may from my lips be falling. But when within my place I must and ought to speak, then to my words give grace, lest I offend the weak.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.